Hi, I'm Sherry Yard, the Los Angeles Advisory Board for Careers Through Culinary Arts Program. When I want the absolute best in food 411, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024, and you can also catch us on the Angels Radio app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Little program note, do remember, daylight savings. Spring forward tomorrow because you don't want to be late for your day. I always enjoy, you know, whatever excuse I have to be able to get to San Francisco, that is a good excuse. And an annuity restaurant in San Francisco is A16. They are known for their incredible pizza. And I can't believe it that they've been around since 2004. Boy, I'm dating myself. I've had a chance to enjoy their pizza over the years. They now have expanded also with an Oakland location, and they're also represented in the Ferry Building. Their proprietress, who is a certified sommelier and also a James Beard Foundation Award winner for outstanding wine service, Shelley Lindgren, I've never had the chance to meet, but know her by reputation. She is going to be in Los Angeles on Monday for a very special event that is part of Women's History Month, specifically being put on locally by Regarding Her. And it's an offshoot of an event that is done in Italy called La Festa della Donna. And with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome Shelley Lindgren to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Shelley, good morning and welcome. And I do love your pizza.
Oh, thank you. Pizza is life for us, you know.
Shelley, I remember, you know, in your early years, and you're still a very popular restaurant, but, you know, you couldn't get in, and you had to expand, and, you know, those must have been those, you know, initial years must have been pretty crazy for you.
I mean, it's always what you hope for. We excited, you know, restaurants are all about community, what we all are focus on, and the quality of food products we can get here in California is amazing, and I had a sommelier at, you know, ended up focusing on the south of Italy, which was less popular in 2004 than it is today. So I just felt like I've got to like grow back up with these grapes of southern Italy, which you also find in California now too. We will be pouring some on Monday.
You know, Shelley, you have been nicknamed, which I think is cute, our California Lady of Southern Italy. So wear the mantle well.
Well, that's an honor. I'm from California. I'm fifth generation California, and I really didn't, you know, when you study the world of wine from an American sommelier perspective, you start with France, like we all do, and, you know, here in the Napa and Sonoma areas, we were really, you know, brought up with more French varietals, but we're starting to see that change a lot, especially with, you know, having had recent drought years and the climate changing, whatnot, as it is in Europe, but a lot of these Italian grapes, and it's so biodiverse in Italy that there's way more than any other country in terms of grapes, so part of the beauty of Italy is just like enjoying where you're at and like what ingredients are growing around you, what grapes are around you. And we've seen a lot more Italian grapes being grown in California too. So.
Hear, hear. Now, in particular, until recent years, Sicily has really been underappreciated, and the event that you're doing at AOC Brentwood on Monday, this La Festa della Donna, you are showcasing two prominent female Sicilian winemakers. Please tell us about that, because, boy, what fun that's going to be.
They are incredible. We had this event last night. We launched it here. It was our 19th celebration of Festa della Donna at A16 in San Francisco, and we did it in the Oakland location the night before as like a pregame. And these actually three. There's a mother and daughter from one of the first Etna, the largest volcano in the Mediterranean and in Europe, and you're in the largest island in the Mediterranean, and you have Mount Etna. So anyone that watched White Lotus will know all about this too, because they went on the wine trip to Mount Etna, and the whole Catania, the everything is like kind of around, like featured around there. But this mother and daughter, they're one of the first Etna producers to be imported into the U.S., which when we first opened in 2004, we could get three, and now we have over 100, and there's even an Etna wine school, and there's so much to learn, and it's such a beautiful time for these wines. So if you like white Burgundy, if you like Chardonnay, you will love their white wines, and the same with if you, it's more like a Pinot Noir Nebbiolo style for the reds. So we have two wineries here, and three women. We have the mother and daughter from Alice Bonacorsi and her daughter Sofia, and we have Maria Rita Grasso, and it's under her father's name, Filippo Grasso's winery, and she's a winemaker, and they have a wine called Mari, and which means it's her name, Mari, but also the name of the sea, and she goes Mari di Ripidu, and so you see the name Ripidu on her label. It's the Etna dialect for when the boulders fly out of the volcano. And so she calls it the Sea of Rocks, the Maria Ripidu, because of that volcanic soil really adds a lot of character and minerality. And, of course, on their wineries, they also have olive trees and pistachio trees, and they're very sustainable. She was, you know, telling me stories of how she trades, like, honey for wine and things like on their island, so they get to know everyone in very small communities, but... What a way of life, and we are kind of recapturing that on Monday at AOC.
Well, and Shelley, we should mention that in terms of Sicily, in addition to the wine, incredible seafood and incredible bread that goes with that wonderful olive oil.
Absolutely, and I mean, they're you're seaside, and then you're also they really have it feels like a little like mini continent of wine and agriculture when you're down there, and they it's a really important way of living, and food and wine is an important part of the conversation daily. And so, you know, being able to have a little lunch wine, a little dinner wine, and also Sicily's on the same latitude as Napa Valley, so we live in this Mediterranean climate as well, so we produce these things, so it's a great fit with southern Italy and California. And Suzanne has also prepared some dishes that are A16 centric, and so we a lot of the spring dishes that are just coming out now she's prepared for Monday, and they go great with the wines.
In terms of the specials that Suzanne Goen, the owner chef of AOC, who is also a James Beard Award winner, you know, this is going to be the meeting of the James Beard Award winners, because I think between the three of you, there are probably about three or four James Beard Foundation awards, plus a lot of other recognition. But from what I understand, the special menu that Suzanne has created, as you were mentioning, these are some signature items that were inspired by, was the A16 cookbook your first cookbook? I know you've written several, but
that was our first book. Yeah. And we just released a book called Italian Wine, our third book, and actually it will be available on Monday from a local bookseller that they partner with on their events, because they do so many events at Caldo Verde at Proper, and they really welcoming in people coming in from other places that are releasing books and sharing that with the community. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, and definitely supportive of the community, Shelley. And let me just riff off a little bit something that you just mentioned. We do want to talk about Italian wine in the next segment, and we will. But you mentioned the bookseller. As I think our audience knows, Shelley, independent bookshops, this is a rare and endangered species. We used to have a wonderful cookbook store called Cook's Library on 3rd Street in L.A. that, you know, the owner just eventually retired, and then we were kind of without. And a lovely Filipino couple has now opened a special cookbook store, believe it or not, in L.A.'s Chinatown, and you're talking about Now Serving. And the proprietor of Now Serving will be at the Festa della Donna event Monday in Brentwood at AOC, selling Shelley's book. I know it will be Italian wine and maybe some of your other ones. But, you know, again, it's just with these events, Women's History Month, regarding her, trying to support local business people, we need folks like the owners of Now Serving because they support the community and they support cookbooks. So as I say, I am so glad that you mentioned that. Shelley, before we take our top of the hour break, tell us a little bit more about the events on Monday night at AOC. So in terms of the menu items, you can order a la carte. How do the wine pairings work? Because I also understand you're going to have some wines that Carolyn Stein, the other owner of AOC, has curated from your Sicilian winemakers, but also from your Tansy Wines label. Tell us about how that's all going to work.
Yeah, so we have, there's at least two wines from my, we started an all-female owned and run winery that's and has organic grapes and Italian grapes focused from Northern California. And it's called Tansy. And my business partner that I started that with in the middle of COVID, it's our fourth vintage. Kitty is road tripping with me on Monday morning because we're coming down for, you know, it's our launch into Southern California market as well. We have a Southern California importer for the first time. So we actually just got news yesterday that Tansy, we just entered our whites. We have into a sommelier competition called TechSom. And some of my friends that were judges were like, did you enter your wines in TechSom? Because they had just kept moving up, and one of our whites just won that competition. We were so excited.
Congratulations. I bet you are.
On Festa della Donna. But, like, you know, Carolyn's been so supportive of this project because I'm more of Carolyn and I are very similar in our roles, being that we own, operate, but we're also sommeliers and wine kind of colleagues. So we've been friends all these years, and it's like a real treat to be able to work the floor and be side by side with her doing what we love. It's like very long overdue. So we're super excited. She's really talented and so knowledgeable. And so she's bringing a couple of wines. We have a Falanghina, which is a grape that's really grown in Campania, which is really a heart of A16. So this is a white that's in a high elevation, small organic vineyard in Sonoma Coast. And we're pairing that with some of the a la carte menu items. Everything's a la carte. So you can have a dish with a glass. You can come and have a whole experience, order family style and try different wines. We also have a red blend, and it has, it's a field blend, which is how in older Italy days, everything, I mean, not that far back even too, and it used to be this in California as well with the Italian heritage of grape growing, where there was a field of white and red grapes. Even Chianti Classico used to have, original recipe used to have some white in with some Sangiovese. So it was more like a, not a monovarietal situation always. But so we have this red field blend that will also be available.
Shelley, I hate to interrupt. Yeah, we need to take our top of the hour break, and we're definitely going to pick up the conversation on the other side. We are speaking with sommelier and restaurateur Shelley Lindgren. It is A16 in San Francisco. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Eats. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side.